Well, I have a commitment to share with you my progress, my experiments, and I'm going to share with you something I'm really enjoying. And I've used it enough in the last few weeks that I feel like it's safe enough to experiment with. But it has to be your decision whether you want to do something, slightly wild and crazy. I prefer to do the wild and crazy, but you can decide for yourself. When I was a young boy, I lived near Sacramento, California. I lived not too far from where the state fair happened every year. At the state fair, I used to just love to go over there because, well, they had a Ferris wheel. A Ferris wheel then used to seem gigantic. Now I guess it's probably gotten smaller, the Ferris wheel was like this, what you see behind me, a wheel. And lately, I've been using the Ferris wheel, except that I turned the Ferris wheel slightly 23 degrees to my right, which reverse is to my right is that way. But if you're viewing it, it's slightly the other way. I'm suggesting that you make a giant golden Ferris wheel, as beautiful as you can make it, and you turn it on edge so where it's actually moving toward you. And each one of these wheel parts has a different giant bucket. And the bucket is filled with precious, beautiful water. You can make the water with a color if you want, or you can make it with a feeling, or you can make it with anything else you want. And I'll give you a couple of suggestions of things I'm playing with, but I like the feeling of taking one bucket at a time. It lifts up and it falls on my head. This beautiful, most often cold water that enters my fontanelle, which is in there somewhere, enters my fontanelle and then trickles down my spine through all of my bones, excuse me, all the bones in my body, right? What I'm taking down is the most positive quality that that month represents. Okay, what I mean by that is all of these arms, and there are 12 of them, 12 buckets on the Ferris wheel, dropping feelings down my fontanelle, going down through my bones, down through my legs, and out my toes. And well, anyway, you can keep any of it you want. Or you can just wash or clean or feel if you want. If you want. Now, you could add some things if you want. One of the things I add is this memory here, and I add specific positive quality feelings, can't even see the bottom ones of it. This is the Ferris wheel dropping those qualities on the top of my head to give you a better view of it. And you can have the chart, and there are many other ones, but this is a little easier, but I like the bigger ones. Here comes the Ferris wheel dumping one of these qualities on my bones. Peace, grace, purity, innocence, and so on and so on. Just sometimes I stay with just one. And I go, I just think I want to feel this. While having a sense of gratitude and asking my guides and guardians to infuse it with pure sense of divine love. And they're not always soft and yin. Some of the ones, like with the two boy quality in Sunrise, it has this quality of strength and personal passion and movement and mobility that leads into the experience of the celebratory experience of friendship. And well, anyway, you get the idea. There are soft ones and there are stronger ones, and there's different ones of yin and yang, and they all have these different qualities to them. I'm suggesting that you can do that with the times of the day, seasons of the year. I take this Ferris wheel, you look at where you are in the times or the month, practice the Ferris wheel, feel that, show me the truth about this. Now, prepare yourself. Here's the problem. The moment that you are sincerely desiring to feel each one of these, which are parts of your inherent divine right to experience, realize, and embody, the moment that you start to do that, you are setting in motion the law of compensation to bring to you the benefits or the results of doing that. Now you would think, that's really wonderful and good. So if you start to put in the wonderment of joy into your desire to want to feel and contain that quality in your life, that means anything that is an impediment, a blockage, a social emotional addiction, or a behavior that's interfering in your capacity to be able to feel that joy, now becomes more available in your law of attraction. So you might start to do one of these, and you have a law of attraction within minutes of some angry person calling you, somebody knocking on your door, something happening, you stub your toe, whatever it is, your law of attraction will start to bring to you everything you need to feel in order to genuinely be able to embody the free will choice that you made for happiness. Now, that's true on all of the other ones. It increases it. So I would suggest that you start with the most gentle things that you can. For example, one of my personal favorites looks like this. Blade of grass, 3 droplets of precious water. For me, I use this as a single blade of grass, like an upright sword of truth, humility, innocence, that becomes the formation point in the dewdrop, in the stillness, for these 3 magnitudes of peace or grace or silence to form. Yes, you can drop that Ferris wheel for the full length of your spine. Now, if you get really bold, you can do that same one if you want by directing it into your blood. Or if you have an unusual desire to do something different, this just happens to be the actual physical structure of what's called a laminin molecule. This is the molecule that signals to your cells how to migrate and form a gland, an organ, a body system. It regulates all of the cellular functions of the formation of your constitution and a few other things. And it's, yes, this is the, and you can find it on the internet yourself. This is what science describes of what connects. You see this one mobility at the bottom, how it changes and goes out here, does not continue. Well, anyway, you can drop that through the top of your head if you want. Now, what I've been doing, just so you know, with a select group of friends who are practicing this in some form or another with me. We have a group of friends nationally, internationally, and we're dumping the Ferris wheel on each other. So I have a tendency to take one dear friend somewhere in the world, feel them in my heart, lift them up to my head, and then dump something on them. It could be this, just rose petals on my friend who has a sincere desire to want to receive, and I have a mutual sincere desire to want to receive from them, and we produce this qualitative experience that may look like this. We are now circulating with each other our Ferris wheels each day. I like the feeling of it. So does it look like this? Does it look like something else? Does it look like this? Which, wow, now this is an odd one. Minerals, plants, animals. The profundity of the divine beauty in the sacred order of mineral, plant, animal. Ah, you can decide for yourself what you send. I would urge you to find a friend or two to practice with. I particularly lately have liked this one. But you can make a choice what you want to do with it. So I'm really enjoying the Ferris wheel. And to give you a hint of what's coming, we're now practicing in sets of three. So I imagine myself and another friend I'm practicing with sitting in the Ferris wheel with me, and the two of us have a targeted person that we send to, and they now receive both of us down through. Now, why would you do such a thing? To feel, know, another soul, deeper, stronger, with purpose, sincerity, intention, to learn how to love. Myself, I think I'm a long ways away. but I've got a lot of time to practice. So for yourself, if you want to make a Ferris wheel, dump the feelings on yourself for a week or a month or a decade, be my guest. I'd like to know how you do when you feel that Ferris wheel divinely in rhythm with the ascending and descending breath. Make your own choice. That's the freedom of it all. See you soon.